What does it take to impress you? And when was the last time you were really impressed? We are impressed when something that we are made aware of fills us with wonder. We tend to be impressed with things that, at least in part, are beyond our understanding. There is an element of surprise. Big things, powerful things, beautiful things that defy our ability to explain are the things with which we tend to be impressed. In this episode, we want to behold our God as the unimpressed one as we consider Isaiah 40 verses 15 through 17. I am Aaron Turner, and you are listening to the Meditations and Music Podcast. Isaiah 40:15 reads, "Behold, the nations are as a drop of a bucket, and are counted as the small dust of the balance. Behold, he taketh up the isles as a very little thing." Think about a 5-gallon bucket, and then think about how impressive one drop of water is compared to the whole. It is very small and insignificant. Now, to us, the nations of the world are big things, significant things. Many of them are impressive things. But to God, they are very small, insignificant, and temporary things. Throughout history, we have seen impressive world superpowers come on the world stage only to eventually fade away to nothing. Their impressiveness is always temporary. To God, they are like the drop of a bucket. Now, a balance is a pair of scales. All the nations are like a tiny speck of dust on a balancing scale in the sight of Almighty God. In other words, He is not impressed. He is the unimpressed one. Verse 16 says, "And Lebanon is not sufficient to burn, nor the beast thereof sufficient for a burnt offering." The unimpressed one is worthy of worship that is greater than burnt sacrifices that include all of the beast of Lebanon in a fire that was built out of all of the forests of Lebanon. God's glory deserves more than whatever worship we can offer Him. And our worship is never about need. We don't worship God because He needs what we give Him in worship, but our worship is always about worth. Again, verse 16, he said, "All Lebanon is not sufficient to burn, nor the beast thereof sufficient for a burnt offering." He didn't receive burnt offerings because he needed them. And we know that because Psalm 50, verses 10 through 12 says this, "For every beast of the forest is mine, and the cattle upon 1,000 hills. I know all the fowls of the mountains, and the wild beasts of the field are mine. If I were hungry, I would not tell thee, for the world is mine, and the fullness thereof." And then verse 17 reads this way, "All nations before him are as nothing, and they are counted to him less than nothing in vanity." Now, nations, once again, are impressive and intimidating to other nations, but not to God. To God, they are counted as vanity, or they're counted as worthless or of no real consequence. We as human beings are impressionable. Sometimes the things that impress us cause us to fear. They are significant and intimidating. But to our God, there's nothing that impresses Him or causes Him to fear, because He is greater than all, and He has invited us to take our refuge in Him, the unimpressed God. Thank you for taking time to listen. I hope that you are impressed with the one who never is. Join us next time when we will behold our God as the one who is different. As always, if you'd like more information about Meditations and Music, or if you'd like to contact us, please visit meditationsandmusic.com.